The other concern I have is the bioweapon that was released on us, the vaccines. That needs to be communicated effectively in the new administration that something bad happened.
Many of us would like to see justice for the millions murdered by the nanotech-infected shots. But don't hold your breath. If approved, our next cabinet will include, as Administrator for Medicare and Medicaid, Dr. Oz, a television personality who pushed implantable chips, transgenderism for kids, and pushed the deadly COVID vaccines repeatedly.
Should people have their children vaccinated?
Definitely yes.
Definitely yes. Definitely yes.
As a doctor, even I'm in awe of the incredible advances made in search of a COVID-19 vaccine. Never in the history of mankind has a vaccine been developed at this speed. But just because we're moving fast doesn't mean we're moving unsafely. We're cutting red tape, not cutting corners. I trust the science and the scientists behind these COVID-19 vaccines, and you should too.
What can you do after you get the COVID vaccine?
If approved, Marco Rubio will be our new Secretary of State. He pushed the vaccine and boasted that Operation Warp Speed was a huge success.
Can say a lot of things about the way America responded to the pandemic in the early days. The one thing that's without dispute is that no one has done vaccines better than the United States. I mean, look around the world and look here. And look at the fact that right now, basically, if you're 12 years of age or older and you want a vaccine, you can get one.
If approved, Tulsi Gabbard will be the Director of National Intelligence. She helped get all the older people vaccinated early on.
3 weeks ago, I urged our leaders to put those over 65 years of age at the front of the line for vaccinations alongside healthcare workers and first responders. Now, today, I'm happy to report that the Department of Health and Human Services has now agreed to this strategy. So if you or your loved ones are 65 or over, you will now be able to get the vaccine if the leaders of your state comply with these recommendations.
If approved, Dr. Jeanette Neshawat will be our new Surgeon General. She was also pushing the masks, the deadly vaccines, and the censorship.
First of all, vaccines save lives, and I am so excited, and I thank and I commend Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg for taking action, and I hope and pray that other social media platforms will follow suit and do the same thing.
If you are fully vaccinated, then it is safe to go outside, to go hiking, biking, to enjoy outdoor dining, to be around other people who are unvaccinated without a mask. Now, that is if you are fully vaccinated. It's also important that if you start your first dose, you get your second dose, because there's many who are not making the appointment for their second doses, and you will not get that 94-95% safety and efficacy if you don't get both doses.
You can go back to the very beginning of Operation Warp Speed. Trump's been pushing the vax the whole time. He even called himself the father of the vaccine.
And look, I guess in a certain way, I'm the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it. I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before.
It shows you how unpainful that vaccine shot is. So everybody go get your shot. I recommend you take it.
People that do get it get better much quicker. And it's a very important thing to know. They don't get nearly as sick, and they get better. Lindsey Graham's an example. He said, if I didn't have this vaccine,
yes,
I would have died.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines.
I think I saved many. I don't think. I know. I saved millions and millions of lives throughout the world.
We saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that? Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too.
And just recently, on November 22nd, Trump wrote that Operation Warp Speed saved hundreds of millions of lives. There is no signs of justice for the millions murdered by the deadly shots. And if the nanotech in the shots is the interface between humans and AI world, then I would expect another fake pandemic and more shots. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.